Listen, there's a great work to be done. As soon as you win this court battle, you must deliver this message. Take advantage of this opportunity and declare a powerful message to this world. He expects more of us. He believes we can do more. Who's going to stop Christ? Who's going to stop Christ from getting this work done?
This is Behind the Work.
Welcome to Behind the Work. I'm Grant Turgeon. It's been a while since we've been on the radio. I've been away from the studio for a little bit, so it's great to be here again and broadcasting to you from the Herbert W. Armstrong College campus here in Edmond, Oklahoma. Of course, the really big news is that Pastor General Gerald Flurry is about to go on an 8-day trip over to England, Jerusalem, and Scotland. So he's leaving later this week for that really exciting trip. Hopefully, there's a lot of developments in God's work over in Jerusalem, and we have a lot of good reporting for you coming up in some future episodes of this show, so you can look forward to that. Your prayers, of course, would be appreciated. We've had some issues with the Gulfstream 450 jet a couple of times. About a year and a half ago, before a trip to Chicago for a personal appearance campaign, the plane actually, as it was being backed out of the hangar, kind of bumped into another plane, and it damaged our plane's wing. And then much more recently, going on a trip to Tampa, Florida, we had some difficulty with the wing flaps, had to turn around twice, land back in Oklahoma City, and try to fix it, but it didn't quite work out, and we had to get a different plane for that trip as well. So we've had a couple different issues. So your prayers for the plane working well, for the safety of the trip, for the health of everyone going, would be greatly appreciated. There is going to be a slightly larger group than usual on this trip. My mother, Mrs. Laura Turgeon, is going, along with both of my sisters. And then whenever they're over there in England, they'll pick up some of the Flurries and United Kingdom Europe Regional Director Brad McDonald, television department employee Samuel Livingston, and they'll all go over to Jerusalem. And then the last stop of that trip is going to be about a day over in Scotland for the 5-day annual Robbers Cave camp out for the Armstrong College students who are based in Edstone in England. So quite an eventful 8-day trip coming up. We'd really appreciate all your prayers for the success of the trip, for hopefully some new developments in Jerusalem, and hopefully also just a lot of inspiration for all the people whom Mr. Flurry will be visiting. So that's the big news. We also have quite a few other items. That's what happens when you miss a show or two on here. The news really starts to pile up. About a week and a half ago on a Wednesday, we had a pretty big power outage. The PCG weekly email talks a lot about that. Chief Financial Officer, Television Department Head, and many other titles, Mr. Andrew Loker wrote an update about that. It was a power outage that took place around 1:30 in the morning, again on Wednesday morning, about almost 2 weeks ago. And it actually took about 7 hours for the power to come back on. And I spoke with Douglas Culpepper, who is the facilities manager, the building and grounds manager here on campus. And he had been on campus all night trying to make sure that a lot of the electrical systems on campus were not permanently damaged. And he said he'd only gotten about maybe 5 hours of sleep in a 48-hour span. So I told him to get some sleep and to make sure he didn't get sick from all of that strain and extra work that came up because of that power outage. Thankfully, later that same morning, again Wednesday, almost 2 weeks ago, Mr. Flurry recorded a new Key of David program and everything was back to normal in time for that. There weren't any problems at all with the recording of that program. Here is what Mr. Locher wrote at the end of this PCG Weekly update. "For me, these events served as a good reminder how Satan can attack in unusual ways. Generally speaking, power outages that affect campus are resolved quickly, typically in less than an hour or two. This outage was different, and its cause is unknown. Clearly, Satan was not excited about the message God inspired Mr. Flurry to give, so he lashed out. Thanks to God's intervention, a hardworking staff, and the prayers of the brethren, the recording went on as if nothing happened. Thank you for encouraging all of us to maintain a fervent, detailed approach to our prayers. Without them, I am sure we would have had a different outcome this week." So that's Mr. Locher, and I believe he's actually thanking the PCG News staff for updating the brethren on what happened there. All right, a couple other things here. Foreign language translations manager Edwin Trables, who is based over in England, has provided me with the last two updates on his department, including a quote from Mr. McDonald, again, the regional director of the United Kingdom and Europe. Mr. McDonald said, "We are very excited and encouraged by these figures, especially the Key of David numbers. The FLT department and our volunteers have invested a huge amount of time and effort in recent years, and God is clearly leading and rewarding these efforts. We feel we are well positioned to do much more in the coming weeks and months." He's also, Mr. Trables has also included quite a few projects that have been completed by the Foreign Language Translations Department. There was a translation of the Key of David program titled Lamentations, The Point of No Return. That program was translated into German. The program, The Mystery of the Kingdom of God, was translated into Dutch. And the February edition of The Trumpet magazine was translated into Spanish. As for the February 14th update, the more recent update, here's a bunch more items that became available. The Key of David, Trump versus Macron, and Bible Prophecy became available in German and in French. The Key of David, The Mystery of the Kingdom of God, became available in French. And the Key of David program, The Enemy of God, became available in Spanish. Also, the book, Single-Minded for God, became available in Spanish, even for literature orders. Here are some statistics for the number of returning visitors to the foreign language websites. This is for the one in Dutch. 172 returning visitors. For the one in Spanish, 222 returning visitors. French, 853. And I believe this last one is German, 855. So for those four websites combined, 2,102 returning visitors. Looks like we're building a little bit of a base of regular visitors to those websites. So that's great. A lot of other things have been going on here on campus as well. We're now almost a month into the intramural basketball season. My producer, Gino Chi, who's sitting right next to me, actually made a three-quarters court shot at the buzzer a little over a week ago. So that was pretty exciting. And my father then paid him a dollar because he was actually handing out dollar bills to anyone who could make a half-court shot during halftime of those games. So Gino actually made his shot from much farther away than just the half-court line, and he did it during the game, but my father still wanted to pay him a dollar, so that was pretty exciting. And then a little over a week ago as well, we also had an Edmond Congregational Talent Show or an entertainment night. It featured five or six different skits, I believe. It had a lot of different musical acts, and the whole tone of the show was a lot lighter than our usual recitals and concerts, and it really was just a fun, entertaining night. We had Mr. Shane Granger, who is the public relations manager for the church, as the MC, and he was switching out all kinds of hats and outfits throughout the night, telling a lot of jokes. He has some pretty hilarious personal stories as well, and he really kept the night moving along. So definitely a lot going on here. It's a really busy life here at headquarters, and that's why I wanted to mention a couple of pretty great quotes from this classic article from Herbert W. Armstrong. This article is titled, "This is the Life, Real Abundant Living," and this is going to give us an idea of maybe why it's so busy in God's church, especially at headquarters, and just how great it is to be living this life all the time. This really is a fantastic article, and it's so important. It really does show the importance of putting God first and just the joy that comes from that. Here are just a few quotes from that article by Mr. Armstrong. "Now here is what this kind of life will mean. It means that you will be radiant. It means that God's Spirit in you will radiate cheerfulness and smiles, friendliness toward others, love, sincerity, calm courage, goodwill, and interest in others, instead of being so self-conscious with so much over-interest in your own self." A little bit farther down the page here. "Here is the kind of attitude you will have. You will wish others to live their lives, too, up to their fullest, their highest, their fullest, their best. You will be concerned for their welfare. You'll try to help others every way you can, never to hurt or to injure." And finally, down at the bottom of the page, "You will hew to the line of the one supreme goal of life, which should be to inherit the kingdom of God, to be born of God into the very family of God." Again, that's from that great article by Mr. Armstrong, "This is the Life, Real Abundant Living." And perhaps that can explain why the schedule here is so packed, because it is really by doing that you gain fulfillment, especially by doing things like this that really have a purpose and a deeper meaning. Well, I'm Grant Turgeon. You've been listening to Behind the Work.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Email your thoughts to comments@kpcg.fm. Listen for a new episode each Monday at 11:30 a.m. Central Time.